when you want to harness the horse, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you're going to put something on it. What's that strap called that you're going to put on them?
I thought that was a harness.
It is.
Oh.
I was just wondering if you'd call it a
strap. Yeah, no. That's the only word I know. Harness.
All right.
Do it.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
That's the reins.
And when you put your feet into something, you know what that's called when you come over and you have to put your feet in something to get on a horse?
Oh, that's the stirrups.
Mm-hmm. If you have two horses, and usually the one on the left is called something because it goes out a little further.
The lead horse?
Yeah. Okay. If something's not right at hand, you might say it's over there. What would you say? How would you refer to over there? If it's not far away. And it's not far away.
Close by? Mm-hmm. Over there?
Well, would you say close by? Or
if I told somebody to get something that was right over there, I'd say right over there, or that's real close.
All right, if you say it's over just a little way or over, would you say, wait a minute, you know, it's not that far. Come over here.
It's over there.
It's over just a little way. It's fine. If you've traveled, or if you've been traveling and you've not finished your journey, you may say that you've only finished part of your journey. You still had some way to go. How would you refer to that as to, you know, the
A long way to go, or I still have some more to travel.
Okay. All right. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find that
in the usual place.
In the usual place, okay. Or if it's just around, like if I ask you, where's an ashtray?
I'd probably say it's right over there.
Okay. But if I tell you that, you know, I don't know where any of the ashtrays are, you'd probably say, just look around.
You'll find it. It's right there.
Okay. All right. If you have a good summer, okay, and you have wheat. You raise some wheat. How would you, or anything?
Corn. Oh, okay.
Okay, wheat, corn, tomatoes. What would you call that which you've grown? You might say
a good crop.
Okay, we raised a big crop, mm-hmm. a good crop. Okay, if you're ridding the land of all bush and trees, what would you say?
Clearing the land.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what would you call the old dead dry grass that is left over on the ground in the spring? Would you call it anything?
I thought it was just dead grass.
Okay, that's fine.
Dry grass.
All right, when you take wheat and you tie it up, what would you call that?
It's a bale.
Okay, another word for a bale? Would you use another word?
Bunch.
A bunch. The bundles.
That's the word you wanted.
No, that's not the word.
Okay.
The bundles, like, are piled into something. Yeah. What would you call this pile?
Piled into something.
Mm-hmm. If you gather them all together and they're piled.
I don't know.
Would you call that anything? They probably just call them
a pile, yeah.